My name is Reverend Kim Sorrells, and I'm an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ. So I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, but in my teenage years, I got involved in a Southern Baptist church after having sort of a, what we might call a dramatic conversion experience. At the time, I knew that I was different, and I think I knew that I was queer, but I wasn't really sure what to do with all of that. And so kind of through that Southern Baptist experience, I thought that God wanted me to be straight. For a long time, I struggled to try to change who I was. I jokingly call it pray away the gay. Doing an academic kind of study of my faith really helped me to think critically, to think about what does the Bible say and what doesn't the Bible say and who is it written to. And so I started to come to grips with maybe I can maintain my faith and not reject who I am. So I remember actually sitting in the student center, and one of my college teammates, I played soccer there, one of my college teammates and I were talking, and I was just really struggling, and she said, "Kim, I know that God loves you. I can't sit here and nitpick the scriptures with you or you know, tell you what the Greek word means, but I know that God loves you." And somehow it in that moment, it really clicked. I think that was kind of the first step in my transition, was actually just even being okay with being queer. But I think I still knew something was a little different about me in terms of my gender, and I just hadn't quite got to that yet. So I went to visit a former professor actually up in Northampton, Massachusetts, which is where Smith College is, and there's a large population of trans men there, actually. When I was talking to her and she was sharing some of their stories with me and just sharing what she was learning about transgender people, I started to realize that sounds a lot like me. For me, it was actually a really profoundly beautiful spiritual experience to transition, because it felt like I was getting a second life. There's oftentimes a misconception that transgender people are pretending to be something we're not, but I feel like for the whole first half of my life, I was pretending to be something I was not, and now I'm just being normal. I was trying to pretend to be a woman, and I was really bad at it. I always felt awkward in dresses, or I did not even attempt heels, because that would have been an ankle disaster waiting to happen, but it just never felt right. It felt like you're walking around in a costume that doesn't fit. People that are in the LGBT community often face a great deal of discrimination in the name of religion. As a pastor and a trans person, that doesn't particularly sit well with me. Obviously, that feels at odds with my faith. The times when I was most concerned actually was really early in my transition, or before I medically transitioned and I looked more androgynous. That's when I would find times where I would get, you know, harassed in going into a bathroom, or yelled at, or just questioned. If I was going to ask something of cisgender people, I'd ask a few things, and the first thing would be just to simply educate yourself on what it means to be trans, on what struggles and experiences trans people go through, and then to use places of privilege to elevate trans voices and say, okay, now let me introduce you to this person and let me let you listen to their story.